Are you the kind of person who loves surprises, or do you not like them because you may or may not have a control issue like me? Well, whatever side you fall on, you must admit, when you're taken by surprise by something positive or something that makes you happy, it's an out of nowhere adrenaline rush, and it's just so fun. When my husband asked me to marry him, I was not expecting it. Even though we knew we wanted to get married, I had no idea he had already gone behind the scenes to get a ring and plan out the entire night. I was in shock. To this day, it's one of my all-time favorite surprises. My sister recently surprised me with a quick stop to see me as she was headed home from a trip. Her schedule was crazy, and so was mine, and right in the middle of it, she had a window that I know God ordained for us both. She just walked right up to me out of nowhere, it seemed, and my heart was so full. It was a sweet surprise that brought me tears of joy. Have you ever been surprised by God? I know I have. In James 1:17, God is described as a giver of good gifts, blessings from above, and unexpected grace and peace in moments we may not even realize we need it most. The Bible is full of surprise moments. Anytime throughout Scripture when God shows up, speaks, or makes a way, it's a surprise moment for me. Jesus' healing moments were shock and awe for the people around him that experienced it firsthand. The Apostle Paul's entire life is pretty much one big surprise. But isn't that just like God? We think we have it all figured out, and then God surprises us. Often it happens in our darkest moment. God suddenly appears. Luke 24:36. While they were still talking about this, Jesus himself stood among them and said to them, "Peace be with you." They were startled and frightened, thinking they saw a ghost. He said to them, "Why are you troubled? And why do doubts rise in your minds? Look at my hands and my feet. It is I, myself. Touch me and see. A ghost does not have flesh and bones, as you see I have." When he had said this, he showed them his hands and feet. And while they still did not believe it because of joy and amazement, he asked them, "Do you have anything here to eat?" They gave him a piece of broiled fish, and he took it and ate it in their presence. Surprise! I'm alive and I'm not a ghost. Jesus had been crucified. Now the disciples were standing in his resurrected presence. Their minds were blown. Two other disciples had just been talking about Jesus appearing to them on the road to Emmaus. Then out of nowhere, Jesus enters the room, but not through the door. It was at first a terrifying surprise. They think they're seeing a ghost, so he eases the tension and fear in the room with the words, "Peace be still." He shows them his hands and feet to yet again prove he is God, and like no big deal, he asks if they have anything to eat. Can you imagine? Why were they surprised? Jesus had told them more than once everything that was going to happen. He would be betrayed, killed by crucifixion, and on the third day raised up. Still, they didn't fully understand until this moment. God in his grace shows up and once again fulfills his promise because of his great love. Why are we surprised when God shows up in our life? Because who can fully understand or grasp that kind of love? I'm humbled by it. Undeserving of it, can't do one thing to earn it, and can never escape it. And even after accepting it and resting in it, I'm still amazed and overwhelmingly surprised by it. That's the truth. You are so loved by God. He's just waiting for you to accept it. When you do, you'll be surprised too. I'm Lori Klein.